all you're going to do is that look in your niche on TikTok. What do people talk about and copy? TikTok is all about copying. You copy what works, duplicate it, and you will see success.
Welcome to the High Voltage Business Builders, a show where we interview entrepreneurs growing and scaling their income through e-commerce and showing you the path to make your first or next million. All right, everybody, I have a special guest here today. I'm very excited. I was looking forward to this all morning. It's my good friend Paul Harvey from, well, not that Paul Harvey, if you're on the internet. This is a different Paul Harvey. He has another legend to speak to today. We're going to talk about influencer marketing, TikTok marketing, social media marketing, and its application to specifically the Amazon FBA channel. So if you are on Amazon FBA, if you're an e-com and you're interested in learning or adapting or growing your channel of marketing from social media, specifically TikTok, that's the combo today. Buckle up. Here we go. Paul Harvey, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Neil. Good to be here.
Yep. So you and I go a long ways back. We'll cover all this as we kind of chat today. I don't even remember how long it's been now. If memory serves me correctly, it's well over 7 years.
Actually, I have like a digital journal and it sends updates every year. And like I saw recently updated when I saw where I met you guys. And I didn't share it because I don't want to feel that old, but yeah.
Yeah, he's still hanging around me. Yeah.
The Amazon landscape, like a few years, like a few decades. So I feel even older.
And you're one of the original old goats. And so I brought you out here, and I mean that in all due respect. That I wanted you to talk a little bit about what you were doing. You brought some of this to my attention a while ago. I went out and did some of my own, and we shared some things the other day and some of the stuff that you're doing. And why I think it's important to have you on here today to talk about some of these steps. It's really going to be for people, if I'm not mistaken, as I kind of lead this into, you know, you opening the topic, it's really for people who sort of are looking at existing brands per se, or are you also recommending somebody consider this at the very beginning of a brand launch?
At the very beginning as well. I'm seeing some really good success doing that.
Okay, talk us through it. What is it we're looking at here and what is it you're working on?
So pretty much my long career in, I won't say long, but my career in Amazon has been based around sending external traffic to Amazon because in my mind, I feel that PPC is just saturated, and today is literally the cheapest PPC will be going forward. So I miss the days of, you remember the days of when expensive click was about like a few cents.
And yeah, exactly.
It took for granted. I remember I had like $100 ad spend per day. I would never even spend it, come close. And I tried, but I couldn't. I miss those days.
Well, so, I remember those people screaming about it then, right? Everybody was like, PPC costs were too high. And I'm like, dang, I would go back to those
days. Today on my PPC, it's ridiculous. And like, I missed that. And even back then as well, the Amazon search terms weren't even, or the Amazon PPC spots weren't on the top of page one.
It
was still
It has evolved completely into the brand building side of things. Very big. Yeah.
That being said, like, I don't really fully appreciate PPC because I see it as a loss leader, meaning you have to use it all the time, but there have to be other options. So for me, I just always send external traffic. And in the past, my previous software and my launch service was purely using chatbots to launch and rank, and did really, really well. And just so you know, as soon as you do something different, you have better options, because this was a period when everyone was doing rebates through chatbots, meaning that Amazon saw a whole bunch of traffic coming directly from Messenger. So what I did, I had the same flows, the same strategy, except when I gave the user the search find by instructions, I would send them to a Pinterest pin and they click the Pinterest pin, and on the Pinterest pin, the pin is literally the search find by instructions. And they click on that, they then go straight to Amazon. Now what Amazon sees is Pinterest traffic, because the referrer website is Pinterest, not Messenger. And that's a huge factor, because if you're doing things separately and different from the rest, you will rank incredibly well. And that strategy alone allowed us to cut our launch costs by 30%, because we didn't need to give away that many products. So that brings us now to this. Now, if we look at the landscape, what's everyone doing? Everyone's doing PPC, and no one can do rebates, and no one really can give this stuff away. So the only option, Facebook is pretty much saturated, Instagram is tough, but TikTok is the way to go. And although I don't have a face for TikTok, it's still a cool platform, and
everybody has a face for TikTok. Have you not scrolled through it lately? there is all kinds of people on TikTok. It's a very
I don't feel so bad about myself after spending some time on there. But But that's the thing. So in the last few launches I've done, launches and relaunches, when Amazon just sees traffic coming from TikTok, they think the product is going viral. Or in a sense, not a full virality, but like in a small sense. When Amazon sees traffic from TikTok, it's great. And when Amazon sees traffic from TikTok, then type in your brand name to find your product. It's ranked even better. And then if you know the TikTok traffic is going to type in your brand name, then focus your PPC on your brand name. And then you can use PPC to work for you. And that's far cheaper than the general PPC's cost.
The target keyword is basically a retargeting campaign. In essence,
yeah, pretty much.
I heard you guys are using an exact match keyword campaign for your brand name and just sucking up all those people immediately that come across.
Exactly that.
Immediate, yeah.
And then what's really nice is, for example, if people say, oh, you know what, like, that's against the rules. You can't tell users what to do when they go to Amazon. But think about this. When like Reebok or Nike release a new shoe, they will go to Amazon, type in Nike red shoe if they release the red shoe. The same thing here. People are going to Amazon and search your brand name. If Amazon sees that search for your brand name, Amazon thinks you're doing really, really well. So, and I went off a tangent, but in summary, if Amazon just sees TikTok traffic coming for your listing, you will see a sales spark.
Yeah. And then you're catching on something. I'm going to pull this out. It's a pro tip. You've said it, but I'm not sure people caught it. I'm going to bring it forward just a second because it was powerful. The aspect of your targeted brand name appearing in the searches more often than even your primary, you know, keywords, your super keywords, is actually going to drive algorithmic ranking a lot higher in the mind of Amazon's algo.
Exactly that. And also is that for an extra tip, if you can use a hashtag that's your own brand name, Amazon sees that. It's a really good strategy.
Careful, now you're giving all the gold away, man. Don't give all the gold away now. So let's let's go back. No, this is great. I hope people are paying attention to that. That was very that was wildly powerful if you just got that concept. Let's step back for just a second from the end result and go to the median, which is the video, and actually talk a little bit about what would I need to do to even reach the awareness of my brand. What kind of videos should I make? Should I be on, face?
That if we had to run, so like everyone knows this, when you create a Facebook ad, what's the biggest delay? Creating the Facebook image, creating what text to say on the image, is the call to action good enough? With TikTok, you don't do that. And TikTok says this, don't create ads, create TikToks. So similarly, all you're going to do is that look in your niche on TikTok, what do people talk about, and copy. TikTok is all about copying. You copy what works, duplicate it, and you will see success. Because the brand, the whole platform is still so young and immature, there's still a lot of space to grow and it's not saturated like Instagram. And now is the best time. And if you do it now, you're in a really good spot.
Yeah, dude, that is fantastic. Now we know that Instagram, Facebook, and the other social media channels, including Twitter, also add juice to your Amazon. It's just gotten a little bit more competitive in terms of the opportunities, and TikTok's relatively new. It's kind of the low-hanging fruit. What do you see happening in the future as those platforms have kind of evolved into different things? What do you see with TikTok in the future of marketing? What should people be doing now as it go forward, right?
With them, they are a huge, huge basis on e-commerce. We've seen some murmurings from TikTok, what they want to roll out, and it's going to be really cool. For example, there's one feature coming out soon where you can include coupon codes and landing pages on TikTok. So as soon as we get option to that, we include our landing page. And then also, everyone should be using brand attribution links. So any sales coming from TikTok or any external traffic, you get 10% back and you can track it. Literally what I do, I hire a whole bunch of people to create content. I give them each a link to use for TikTok, brand attribution link, and then literally I track to see who converts better.
Okay, so there's a couple of things there. Let's go back to the videos one more time just to get clear on this. Okay, so you got people creating videos for you. What kind of format should people consider if they're thinking about getting involved in video with TikTok?
The best thing I'd say is if you look at the TikTok creator marketplace, TikTok has their own influencer database. All you need is a TikTok business account to get access to the TikTok creator marketplace. It's a mouthful. But once you get access, you can go in there and you can contact people directly and say to them, and you can also lowball them in terms of, it sounds wrong, but you can give them a low offer in terms of a price. Normally for me, I will pay anywhere from $100 to maybe $300 per post. First time user, I don't trust anyone. I will use that. But here's the biggest, I'll get to this point later, but basically all you can do is hire a whole bunch of influencers and tell them, here's my product, create content. Don't try to lead them to say, okay, do this, talk to me about how this product changed your life. The TikTok users are very good at seeing what's actually content and what's actually ad. As soon as they feel they're being sold to, they will turn off immediately. But yeah, that being said, just hire a whole bunch of them and get them to create content about using your product, whether they like it, hate it, and so on and so forth.
And see what works. Test and test again. So the brand attribution links or the brand referral links you were mentioning before, what's some of the requirements I have to have as a seller in order to get that? I mean, I know I'm asking a leading question.
I think it's just brand registry. Once you have brand registry, you get access to
Very important to get that percentage back because they do it. It's an average of 15% Amazon and FBA referral fees in there to get the units sold in the marketplace. So you're going to get back 10% of that. So it's actually a really great median to drive traffic. As well as making sure it goes in. Now, organically, what should I be doing traffic? I get those influencers. I put out a campaign of 20 people and I get them back and I'm kind of doing that over and over again. How many times should I post? Like, let's talk about the algo just a little, right?
So personally, everyone says, okay, let's do this. Let's build and grow organically on TikTok. And that's great. But I think you know as well as me is that if we wait to grow organically, it's going to waste time. It really does waste time. Like, forget about organic, just pay to grow. And because TikTok is still such a new platform, things are so cheap, it's so much easier. It really is. So for example, all you're going to do now is hire a whole bunch of influencers, create content, and then they give you access to their content. You can boost their content as an ad. That's a spark ad, and it's really effective. It's the best ROI in terms of TikTok. And by doing that, the user actually sees the content and they're not aware that it's an ad. So it converts so much better. It really does. And similarly is that if, let's say you have a dozen pieces of content. Now, if you boost, and when I say boost, it's literally just like you create an ad and just boost the exact post. It grows really quickly. But if you have, let's say, a dozen posts and you boost them all simultaneously, what does Amazon see? Amazon sees traffic coming from TikTok from a whole bunch of profiles. The more profiles you have, the more content you have, the winner and bigger you are. Literally, I have clients that have collected dozens of content and they boost it whenever their sales have dropped or maybe their competitors have taken over because Amazon sees the traffic.
Yeah, dude, that's so super smart. There's so much to unpack in all of that. And I know some of the people's heads are probably spinning over the mechanics of everything you just elegantly and simply said to everybody, even though I'm thinking in my brain of a little bit of the mechanics that have to occur. Like, how do I get a TikTok account? Or how do I get an ads account? Or like, how do I even start a TikTok account, right? There's a lot of YouTube videos and things out there, I'm sure. And I bet you guys have some resources, I'm sure, too. At what you're, where you're doing. So how are you? I mean, there's a lot in what you just said. I don't know, I'm not sure how much farther down that rabbit hole you want to go, or if you want to share some additional information. What else do you think is most important for somebody who's listening and to say an actionable step action? Because I do agree your speed to revenue, no doubt, is important.
I would say the first thing, think about this, is that I read an interesting stat this morning. Sumner Deb did some research said, okay, great. Look at all the Amazon products that are referenced on TikTok. How does the TikTok reference and traffic actually offshoot the sales? And what they said is 90% of the products that were featured in TikTok had a sales increase on Amazon, and 83% of them increased by 83% in sales for 18 months. It wasn't just a one-off. Because the right content was created, it went over and over again. So knowing that, the stats is out there. Any TikTok traffic will boost Amazon sales. So the question is now is, how quickly can you do this? Step one, create a TikTok business ad account. However, there's one caveat to that. And this is a real pain. It really is. Let's say you create, your company is US based and you create a TikTok business account. If you're US based, you can only target US people. If you're EU based, you can only target EU people. So that's a massive pain, it really is. So when you set up the account, try and make use of a US account. If you can, if your company is registered in the US, makes life a lot easier. There are ways around it, but that means like a VPN or that type of stuff. But then once you get the account set up, you are good to go. Immediately, you'll get access to the TikTok Creator Marketplace. You can contact a whole bunch of influencers. And if you want to be really smooth, the TikTok Creator Marketplace is actually linked to the TikTok business account. So when you create an influencer post, as soon as they post it, it goes into your TikTok business manager account. And that's quite important because, and I don't want to get to go overboard here, but as soon as you launch, as soon as a TikTok influencer posts a video, the TikTok algorithm has 2 hours to recognize the video. And in that 2 hours, if it gets a lot of traffic, a lot of engagement, it then goes to the For You page. That's like the homepage for TikTok. So if you know an influencer is going to create a post, if you boost it the very second they create it, then you can kind of like boost the engagement, boost the traffic in that 2 hour window to get to the For You page. And that is possible. Just timing is the main thing there.
Timing is the agenda there. Wow. You got to have some good communication with your influencer and make sure you have your ads account set up and everything ready to go. But if you do and push the button, that sounds amazing because there's so much traffic on that.
Exactly. Once you get to the For You page, you're golden.
You could stalk out on accident if it took off really well. Paul, this has been amazing. I know you're working over at Rankster right now on something to help people understand more about this. Would it be okay to send them over to rankster.co?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get on your newsletter, check out what your tips and mm-hmm. suggestions are. If you guys heard anything about this today that makes sense to your ears or you want to keep listening, there's a free newsletter over at rankster.co. In the show notes will be the link for you guys to go check that newsletter out. Listen to Paul. I've known him for a long time. He knows what he's doing. He's been testing and evolving, like he said, through Facebook Messenger and other things. And I know he's serious. I know where the methodologies came from for your ranking and testing.
I won't say it. It's a very secret. Like
on video in 2014. A lot of the algorithmic ranking strategies that people take today literally came out of those strategy sessions we taught.
But it's funny to say that because if we look at all the hacks over the years, none of the hacks have lived just purely common sense. What brings in the most sales on Amazon? If your product brings in sales, you'll do well. And like this goes back to what you said back in 2014. Like nothing's changed, just the hacks are, but the hacks don't last very long.
They don't last very long. And that's why a strategy of true launching mm-hmm. in business, branding and brand building with creating your social media and influencer component is why you're going to beat the brands. That's why you're listening to the High Voltage Business Builders Podcast with Paul Harvey today. Thank you, sir, for coming on. Appreciate you so much.
If you like this episode, please share it with people you think will enjoy it as well. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next week for a brand new episode of High Voltage Business Builders.